Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Lots going on in the DMV and in the world. Let's start with perhaps what's most important. Apparently, a British airline is going to start selling standing airline tickets.
Where are they flying from? How long are they going to stay?
How long would you stand?
I'm not standing.
All right, but people that...
Have you seen, when you're sitting in the seat, you feel the force on the seat? So you're going to stand up and be strapped up somewhere?
It doesn't seem, so I'm looking at the video right now. It's not quite standing, but it sure as hell isn't sitting either. Jeff, you're trying to go to Madrid. Those airline tickets are expensive as hell. Would you consider standing for that flight?
So I saw the seats. No. Nah. That's going to be uncomfortable. I worked at Six Flags.
Like a standing roller coaster seat.
Yes, and when the apocalypse opened, that's the type of seat they had. You know how many, I'm not even going to say it, how many times I had to like just wiggle in there and like, yo, this is uncomfortable. And I'm like, yo, even though it's only a 60-second ride, I don't think that's going to be comfortable for a lot of people. And then...
Yeah, but granted that, you're going upside down and getting twisted around and all sorts
of
crazy.
But you're only standing up for
60 seconds.
But you're talking about hours, dog.
Yeah, and then like...
You're going to do it? You can't stay still for a damn second.
I'm a big person. I'm a big person, and there's people bigger than me. How is that going to work?
I don't think it's working.
I think... have you flown some of these real budget airlines? And I won't name names just to try to be, corporately polite. Mm-hmm. But, like, some of these flights where you can get on and then they charge you to breathe and they charge you for water. Like, you are so crammed in. These seats are so tiny that I might prefer standing.
I'm still sitting. I don't care about all right. I'm still sitting.
You're also a man of significant means. I think there are people that if there were flights that are, like, D.C. to Boston, D.C. to New York, D.C. to maybe Atlanta, D.C. to
minutes.
Charlotte. Yeah, an hour or less.
I still wonder, when we take it off when we're sitting, you feel a little pull. I'm wondering how it is for people standing in that situation.
When we fly with AD, you feel it. When you're on a big ass plane,
you
I feel like still too.
Stand up then. We'll just stand up in the aisle next time.
I mean, I've been standing in the aisle during like turbulence. I'm not suggesting it's ideal, but I think it's a dire equation.
How much less they going to charge you? And how long is it before they start telling you, oh, we got to charge you more?
All right, Jeff, since you're our test subject here, say you have to go to Boston, and a flight to Boston is 45 minutes, an hour, call it. Say it's an hour. And the flight is $350, or you can get this crazy standing flight for $100. Is that money difference enough to intrigue you?
Well, yes, one, I would take the standing seat. But see, I'm a DJ. I stand up 4 or 5 hours at a time anyway, so that's not going to bother me. It's other people I'm worried about.
I'm just saying, man, standing up on the flight the whole time, take off, landing. You ever see something to land?
But did you look at the thing? It's like it's kind of a seat. Like you're strapped. You got a seatbelt. Like if your concern is safety, I think they're trying to handle the safety aspect.
Okay, well, I'm not getting on it. I'm letting you know that right now. And it's not about the means. It's just I'm not standing up.
I would be shocked if I ever saw you on a standing room only airplane. I would be shocked. I don't think I'm doing it either. But I can at least kind of understand it. I also thought this was really interesting. I got this email. What do you think of all the sports rules? What do you think is the most confusing to fans? What do they Google the most to understand a sports rule?
Illegal man downfield.
No.
In football? Or any sport?
All sports. I can give you the football one if you want.
Offsides in hockey. I'm giving you stuff that I think is difficult.
Icing in hockey.
Icing, okay.
Icing in hockey lands at the top with almost 21,000 average monthly searches. The rule comes into play when a player shoots the puck from their own zone and crosses the opposing team's goal line. The sudden stoppage leaves thousands of casual fans completely mystified. So icing in hockey is confusing. Honestly, offsides in hockey until you figure out what it means is pretty damn confusing too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is for baseball?
Balk.
Yeah.
17,000 people a month try to figure out what a balk is. And I think the hardest part is like even true seam heads like my man Landfill, you can't always, like sometimes you think it's a balk and then it's not, or you don't think it is and it is. Like where does the balk technically occur? When the pitcher starts his rotation, right? Because he doesn't have to be. Especially if it's a lefty,
you can't make a move towards the plate.
Right, but like if it's a lefty pitcher and there's a runner on first, like that's a really hard rule.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's well,
like a righty, it's a lot easier.
Pitchers learn different moves for that. Yeah.
I'm just saying, but
they changed it up lately.
That's the balk rule. Like that is, I understand why people are Googling the hell out of that. All right, so what do you think it is in football?
In football.
Top search.
Illegal procedure.
Nope.
That illegal man downfield got me last year, but
is it a catch or is it not a catch?
No, it should be that. Offsides. 15,000 people a month are Googling offsides. And they write, many weekend viewers scratch their heads when play stops for this common violation. And what's trickier about offsides is if they get the snap off, then the play continues. So if you don't know what the hell is going on, you're like, wait, that guy just jumped off.
And then there's neutral zone infraction. And like I talked to a ref yesterday.
Yeah, you said you were texting me.
So I said, how do you all referee the neutral zone? Says the front of the ball to the back of the ball. I say, but in the touch push, the offensive lineman heads are even with the ball. And he's telling me that, well, the D lineman can't be like that. So the offensive lineman should not be like that either. Well, they're not supposed to be. I'm like, well, you better look at some of these plays then. Then I was told, well, look at, you got to be careful when you're looking at it on film because it'll make it look like that. I said, bro, I'm not talking about film. I know when they're offside. So they don't even know.
What do you think the most confusing rules in sports are? I think
I just told you.
I think particularly with the tush push, I think it's so hard for us to conceptualize this because Toby's sitting in here now. The six of us are so far removed from casual sports fans. Like even the sports I don't watch a lot of, I understand on a pretty fundamental level.
The one I had to figure out was when.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You're watching tennis. In every sport, if it's on the line, you're out. In tennis, if you're on the line, you're in.
I also think, specific to that with tennis, how they have the challenge system now, and they zoom in with what looks like the video game ball hitting the line. Like I think the incredible growth of challenges and TV replays and stuff, I think for casual fans, I think that drives them away. Like I thought the Pacers last night were really good with their challenges, but I think...
I like it because it shows you. And what it tells
sometimes
me...
Sometimes it takes forever.
But no. As soon as they see it, they call it. But in all the, in our sports, we can see it and they still be wrong. You know what I mean? So if why couldn't football tell you if the foot is on the line or not?
I don't know why they continue to tell us it's so hard to do that stuff with football. And I know...
You know why it's so hard?
They're trying, though.
You got to have that little... Wiggle room.
Yeah. But I think this year they're trying for first and 10 to be all computer measured out. Rounding this out, apparently golf, if you combine golf searches, that is the most confusing sport for casual fans. Almost 12,000 people a month are Googling handicap as it's related to golf.
Yeah. Did I tell you a story about Shep?
No.
We were at a tournament. We walked up down in Virginia Beach, and the lady said, "What's your handicap?" He said, "I always walk like this." I started laughing. What the hell you laughing at me? I said, "Bro, she thought you're golfing." He said, "Hell, whatever the highest they can get me."
He said, "I always walk like this." That's amazing.
My dog.
Shout out to Leslie Sheffert. So golf, handicap gets Googled almost 12,000 times a month. And then I can understand if, and again, this is me trying to wrap my head around very casual sports fans. I can understand sports fans not, or casual fans needing to Google what a birdie is. But I'm surprised. So 9,000 people a month are Googling birdie. Mm-hmm. 7,500 people a month are Googling par.
Par is
a real word.
Par is the number. If it's a par four and you get four, that's a par. It's even whatever the number of the course, the name of the number is. Birdie is one less.
Right. I understand what it is, B. I appreciate
I'm trying to explain to them.
But par is also a word that you can use in, like, financing. Or like, if you're talking, if our guy John Leahy's selling houses, and it's like, yo, this house is worth $500,000. That's on par with the comps in the neighborhood. Like, that's just a word. It means something specific in golf, but it means lots of things, lots of places. Mm-hmm. People should be able to figure, like, on some level, people should be able to figure out what the hell that means. It's a regular word. Nah, birdie is a very unique thing. Bogey, etc.
I gotta calm you down. You know, you little pompous sometimes.
People should know what par means. Most, that is not pompous.
No. Par in golf is a par four. Okay, on par means you're equal to something. It's totally different.
I get that, but if you don't play golf, you're
not gonna know. People that don't play golf don't know what the hell a golf terminology is.
I guess. That
if you had never been on a golf course and had never played, none of your friends talked to you, you wouldn't know either.
Jeff, when did you know what par and birdie and all?
Jeff definitely doesn't know what birdie means.
Y'all got jokes. All right, so I knew par. I used to play like Tiger Woods and stuff on the PlayStation. My dad randomly had those
games.
But you
played a game with it, I'm saying.
But the term I had to Google a couple weeks ago was albatross.
You're never going to have one. Don't worry about it.
So look, the only reason I even knew that was a golf term is because I was playing like this game on my phone and I hit an albatross on the game. And I was like, what is it? I was like,
albatross.
Albatross.
Alcatraz.
That's Alcatraz.
Well, but combination of them.
But I was like, yo, I didn't even know that was a word. It's still words I don't know.
Well, I know what it is.
I'm surprised lie isn't one. Because that term was kicking my butt for a minute when I first started playing.
Now, that is a good one.
You know what's really confusing in golf? Once you, like, really start to play and know what you're saying, if somebody says, I lay three, or somebody then asks you, like, how many are you lying? Like, that's a weird, tricky situation that sometimes gets a little disputed.
What's your lie?
Right.
Man, I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth.
Right. Or what you lying, and then they're like, ah, I see it. I see it center right of the cup, and you're like, no, how many strokes, you jerk? Listen, left hand up. Golf vernacular is weird. Like, it's an extremely niche thing.
Well, let's think about golf. If you know the rules of golf, it seems like you cheat at certain moments, certain positions. You don't know the rules of golf, you try to cheat, and you always get caught. Just think about it.
Agreed. I don't know. That was fun. Are there any other words you can think of out there in sports that are really confusing, you think, for random fans?
The whole thing about golf for me is everything you want to get done, you got to do it opposite. You want the ball to go left, you got to swing right. You want to go right, you got to swing left.
So of the top 10 most searched sports terms, icing in hockey, balk in baseball, offsides in football, handicap in golf, which is, I find that kind of interesting because, like, if you're only watching golf, they don't talk about handicaps if you're watching the John Deere Open.
Everybody play equal.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, maybe that's more about like, oh, I'm going to play. Like, Shep could have Googled it before he went to that tournament in Virginia Beach. Number five is safety in football. Number six is birdie in golf. Seven, par. Eight is blitz. Am I allowed to complain about people not knowing what a blitz is?
Everybody don't watch football, dog.
Yeah, but, dude, blitz is similar. Like,
bruh,
I have a blitz, better leg to stand on with this term.
Blitz, you can go to, what's the place, and get you a drink. It's a little drink.
But blitz is a war, is an actual military term of like.
Attacking. Yeah, but.
I don't think that one should be that hard to figure out in conversation.
See, this is the thing. You are a historian. You listen to stuff. You play sports. A lot of people are not historians and don't play sports.
I guess.
Like we brought Whitney in here the first time for Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney would be great at
she
this.
She would know everything about anything that was like current events, but she wouldn't know nothing about sports.
If we asked Wendy to define a balk, How do you think that would go?
You might get cursed out.
All right, so number nine is an eagle in golf, which I understand that's confusing. This one, the 10th most Googled sports term, Grand Slam.
Is pickle one of them?
Again, people don't play sports, man.
You trying to play hide the pickle, Jeff? What are you talking about?
A lot of people, pickleball.
No, like, you know, in baseball when people say, oh, he got in a pickle, but it was a rundown? Yeah.
I just would think that doesn't happen frequently enough. I'm just surprised people don't know what a Grand Slam is.
Are you sure they're talking about a baseball one?
You think they're talking about Denny's breakfast?
They could be talking about,
they could be talking about tennis or golf.
That's true. It's two different ones.
According to this.
Hold on, a Grand Slam in golf?
Yeah, when you win all the majors.
What do you think the Grand Slam in tennis is then, Jeff?
Bro, I didn't know that was a term in golf.
What about tennis?
Yeah, I've heard of it in tennis. There's so many games called Grand Slam and all that, but I've never heard that term in golf.
So just tell me what it is in tennis then.
Isn't it when you win four of the major tournaments?
So wouldn't you just think that's the same thing in golf?
No.
It is, though.
Didn't you just say a lie is not telling the truth and lying in golf is something else?
I suppose I did. Listen, there's a lot of confusion in this world. That's just how it goes. Some people know, some people understand this, some people understand that. Different strokes for different folks.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.